A big challenge that we're all having with this, and these guys are trying very difficult, and I give them a ton of credit to try and explain this as we talk, is this whole issue of reasonable compensation. Because reasonable compensation and the LLC tax go hand in hand. Because it's the trigger of the comp, which is going to trigger our 5% LLB distribution. All of you here that own LLCs understand that our net profit is our income. It's what transfers over to our K-1. So for your example on reasonable distributions, and if these guys think I have it wrong, I would love to have them correct me. If I make $100,000 in my business, and the DRA makes a decision to come and audit me, it is the state's decision, ultimately, how much they think I deserve to pay myself in reasonable compensation. If they make a decision that I deserve to make $80,000, they will make me go restate my earnings, because we're back in the 2009 issue, and in doing so, $20,000 I'm going to have to now claim as net income and pay an 8.5% business profits tax on. And since I took the money home, I will have to pay another 5% interest and dividends tax. And that's how we talk about this 13.5% tax. But what happens if they say that I should only make as much money as my employees do? See, because part of the challenge is we just handed out this potential law that the commissioner has written. You'll see in the front page, it's a law he has requested. You know, we all sit here and ask for clarification on what reasonable compensation means. Well, sometimes it might be a little more clear than we're looking for. Because in this new law, is there anyone here that has created a product? Under this new, and for all those people that are creating products, we have made a decision to invest. We woke up one day and said, I'm going to put in $10,000 or $100,000 or $2 million. It's going to take me 1 or 2 or 3 years to take this product and bring it to market. I'm going to lose money for a long time. Well, under the new rule of compensation, the state of New Hampshire is going to say you can no longer offset all those years of losses against the money that you're making. It's the first time this has happened. These new rules say New Hampshire businesses are no longer allowed to lose money. Now, when we talk about I guess my question is, are they going to guarantee me profitability?